This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Leaders of Mali's military coup sat down in Bamako Saturday for talks with mediators from the West African regional bloc ECOWAS, which has strongly condemned the toppling of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. The coup leaders, who call themselves the National Committee for the Salvation of the People, were celebrated by thousands of Malians on Friday at a rally called by the M5 Coalition, which has campaigned for Keita's resignation for months. The 15-nation Economic Community of West African States has taken a particularly hard line on the coup. ECOWAS has already suspended Mali's membership, shut off borders, and halted financial flows to the country. On Thursday, it demanded the immediate release of Keita. The United States on Friday said, meanwhile, it had suspended cooperation with Mali's military. Gravely ill Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny was evacuated to Germany for medical treatment Saturday. Lauren Anthony of Reuters has details.
The longtime opponents of Russia's President Vladimir Putin and a campaigner against corruption collapsed on a plane on Thursday after drinking tea his allies believe was laced with poison. On arrival in Berlin, 44-year-old Navalny was rushed in a convoy of ambulance and police cars to the city's Charité hospital complex. In a statement, the hospital said it will provide an update on his condition once tests have been completed, adding this could take some time. Medical staff at the hospital in Omsk said Friday evening that he was in an induced coma and that his life was not in immediate danger. Navalny has been a large thorn in the Kremlin's side for more than a decade, exposing what he says is high-level graft and mobilizing rallies that draw crowds of young protesters.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives is set to vote on a $25 billion package to pass emergency funding for the U.S. Postal Service as the country ramps up preparations for large numbers of mail-in votes during November's election. Democrats are seeking $25 billion in additional funding for the Postal Service, as well as to roll back recent changes at the agency, including removal of high-speed mail sorting machines and the blue curbside collection boxes in public places. Speaking on the House floor, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell says the Postmaster General's actions are a sabotage campaign.
It's not only an attack on the Postal Service, it's an attack on our Constitution, way of life, and yes, our democracy.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said that the Senate will not take up a single-issue bill. President Donald Trump has threatened to veto the measure if it makes it to his desk. South Dakota health officials are warning that a number of people who attended the 10-day Sturgis motorcycle rally have come down with the coronavirus, including some who came from out of state. AP's Julie Walker reports.
The motorcycle rally brought hundreds of thousands to Sturgis and ended last weekend. The coronavirus testing on residents began right after. Gage Connolly told Black Hills Fox News it puts a lot of people's minds at ease.
Especially since a lot of people are angry that they let the rally happen. I feel like this was like a step towards the right direction.
But Harvey Matt says he doesn't agree everyone needs to get tested.
I don't think it's necessary for everybody.
City Manager Daniel Ainsley says they're being proactive.
A lot of it will mean continue testing and more testing to try to identify those people, and really encouraging employers as well to really ensure that they're continuing a lot of the health care screening.
South Dakota health officials reported Thursday 125 new cases in the state and 2 new deaths. I'm Julie Walker.
Longtime panda matriarch Mei Xiang has given birth to a baby cub at the U.S. National Zoo in Washington. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
Officials at the National Zoo put out an alert on Friday that Mei Xiang appeared to have gone into labor. And hours later, the panda cam recorded a wriggling cub picked up and cradled by its mother. Mei Xiang is an experienced mom, having given birth to 3 pandas who've already been returned to China under a breeding agreement. But at 22 years old, they weren't sure she could get pregnant again with artificial insemination. She's the oldest giant panda to successfully give birth in the United States. A zoo spokeswoman calls the birth a much-needed moment of pure joy at a time of global pandemic and social unrest. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.